In 2012, South Sudan signed cooperation and financial agreements with Sudan to enable the landlocked country to process and transport its crude to the international market. The government team led by Awoh Daniel, Undersecretary in the Ministry of Petroleum, is expected to negotiate in the areas of technicalities, financial arrangements, and increasing production. Under previous agreements, South Sudan paid Sudan a processing fee of $1.60 per barrel for processing services. Ateri Youth Riak, a professor who teaches courses on petroleum at the University of Juba's Engineering School, says South Sudan gave away over 50% of its oil revenues under the previous deal.
We need to think of a very strategic way how to negotiate with the government of Sudan so that we don't lose or we don't have the same agreement like before. So we need to have a very strong agreement, which is favor two sides, actually, let me say. We need to be in agreement. The government of South Sudan, they should have the consultants in who specialize in such kind of negotiation with the government of Sudan, and they will get out with at least some kind of very good agreement, which is the favor also the government of South Sudan.
Under the Transitional Financial Agreement, South Sudan agreed to pay Sudan a transportation fee of $8.40 a barrel using the Greater Nile Petroleum Operating Company's transportation facilities and paid $6.50 to Sudan for each barrel of crude. The agreement also dictated that South Sudan pay Khartoum a finite sum of $3,028 to compensate Sudan after seceding in 2011. All in all, South Sudan paid Sudan a rate of $15 per barrel. South Sudan paid Sudan its compensation in full by May. Something Professor Riak says he is proud because the government can now earn more money from its oil revenue to build roads and pay civil servants' salaries.
The civil servants are not being paid for long, so the civil servant will be paid if we collect this money. And I believe this money will be used to develop other sector like agricultural sector or mining and education also and health. All these sectors, they need this revenue. And if they're well managed, and I believe you will see the prosper of all these sectors.
According to a document seen by South Sudan in Focus regarding shareholders of South Sudanese oil, NilePet, a state-owned national oil and gas company, gets 8% shares, while Petronas, a Malaysian oil company, gets 40%. And China National Petroleum Company gets 41% for a total of 81%. The Sud Petroleum Operating Company gets 6% while Three Ocean has 5%. An insider who declined to be identified for fear of reprisals from security agents says the government has no clue how to increase its shares of the oil, adding to increase that 8%, the government needs to buy shares from current shareholders, but they don't have a plan for that. The 8% is borrowed in advance payment until 2027. Speaking last week at the opening of the Petroleum Act Review Workshop organized by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, Minister of Petroleum Port Kong Chol said the office of the president was interfering in the running of the government-owned oil company, the Nile Petroleum, making work difficult.
If you look at the Petroleum Act itself, or before 2016, NilePet was managed at the Ministry of Petroleum. Yes, the MD is appointed by the President, but they report to the Ministry of Petroleum. And the Minister of Petroleum used to be the chair of the Board of Directors of NilePet. Today is not the case. The Minister of Presidential Affairs is the chair.
Minister Port said that contradicts the 2012 Petroleum Act. He says President Kiir needs to be knowledgeable and well-informed before negotiating any new oil deals with Sudan.
Before the President takes a certain decision, he must know what is it that he has underground and above the ground. Meaning, underground, what is the reserve that he has? Who should he give the contract to, the concession to? And already what is produced before he agree to any agreement that is to be made thereof. And it's also very important to look at the linkages between the Commission and the Ministry of Petroleum so as to avoid future conflicts when we are carrying out our duties.
The insider who works for Dar Petroleum say the partners don't see South Sudan as a country and see the owners of Petronas as particularly bad partners. The source says foreign oil companies doing business with South Sudan have verbally agreed to deduct 20% from the gross salaries of all employees working at oil companies, apart from the 20% already being deducted from their basic salary for the National Revenue Authority. South Sudan in Focus contacted Zhu Zukan, the manager of the Chinese National Petroleum Operating Company, for comment, but received no response. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Washington.